Oh, good morning. I'd like to start our message off this morning. If you take the Bible, there should be a Bible in the chair right ahead of you. We're going to be looking at a few verses from Philippians chapter 4 this morning. Starting at verse 4, you can find it on page 982. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And then moving on to verse 10. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now, at length, you have revived your concern for me. You are indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. This is the word of the Lord. I'd like to just introduce myself a minute. Most of you know who I am, but I'm Pete Tamling, pastor of care at the church. And it's just a real pleasure, real honor to be here today to bring you God's word and what he has put upon my heart to speak this morning. As we just read from Philippians chapter 4, I just want to say a few things about this personally. This text is very close to my heart. Some of you here know and remember my wife, Carol. Carol used to, in the springtime before she passed away in 2014. She passed away in that September. She recited the entire chapter of Philippians chapter 4, and on our walks, she would recite them to me. 2 months after that, my father passed away, and 2 months after that, my mother-in-law passed away. So this text for me today is very close to my heart. So when Pastor Ryan asked me to give a message, I came right to this text. So if you would just pray with me for a moment. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for a time that we can come together to worship you through song. We thank you, Lord, that we can hear your word that you put upon our hearts today and the words in my mouth to speak. Lord, we are just so grateful that you are our grateful, loving God. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to begin just this morning by asking a few questions. You do not have to raise your hands, but just listen to these questions and see if they relate to you in any way. Who here has experienced sadness, loneliness, a loss of a loved one, anxiety, worry, lack of sleep, depression, and finally, being apart from God? If you said yes to one or all these, hopefully this message might be something you need to hear today. And it seems like every day we're faced with new worries and stress in our life. Just watch the evening news or check your iPads, your phones. All we hear about is the stock market's up and down, the rising food cost, the overall cost of living, education cost, violence, loss of life, and there's always that talk of war. And the list just goes on and on. All of us here today, including myself, face the everyday issues such as our health as we wait for recent test results. Will they show a new medication? Will surgery be needed? If so, Will my insurance cover it, and will the premiums go up? Will my job stay secure? Will I have enough to continue living where I'm at in case my rent or my mortgage rises? And what about my children? What if they grow up and they move away like most do? Or if we don't have children, who's going to take care of us later in life? So many different things in our life to be concerned, anxious, and worried about every day. Well, let's take another look at this list. I just mentioned how many of these concerns or worries can we turn into rejoicing over or to be content with. Think about how God has blessed and given you a hope and a promise for your health, your family, your finances, the job, the clothes you wear, and the food that's on our tables each and every day. Sometimes I wonder, it's an easy question, I guess, but I sometimes wonder, where does our source and help come from? Well, I guess the obvious answer to that would be, well, we go to God, and He'll take care of us. But there's times in our life that we face situations that we do not go as we would hope, as things in our life would not hope they would go. Sometimes, what are the different options? Well, sometimes, instead of going to God, we try to figure it out ourselves. Maybe we overeat. Maybe we grab alcohol. Maybe we go in depression, anger, shutting down, depression, or denial. Well, after my three loved ones passed away in a very short period of time, I have to personally say that I went down some of these roads until I reached out to God for help that I cannot do myself. And He was waiting for me with His promise of never to leave me, just as He's waiting maybe for someone here today that you need to turn to Him, and He'll be waiting for you to fill your needs. Today we read about in Philippians 4, the Apostle Paul wrote this letter. At this time, Paul was, he struggled. He had a hard life. He had worries. A few months back, those that were here, Pastor Ryan spoke on the book of Acts. And he talked about this man named Saul. Saul, who had Christians persecuted and killed for spreading the message of Jesus. Because of Saul and his persecution of Christians, do you know that the gospel actually spread because the people that were being persecuted fled those areas and continued on with spreading the gospel of Jesus? God took a man like Saul, and He struck him down with 3 days of blindness, and he did not eat or drink during that time. And when he was given his sight back, he was converted over to be a missionary that God called him to be. You can read this story in Acts chapter 9. So Saul was preaching the same message of Jesus, love and salvation, as of those he had thrown in jail and even had killed. You know, with God, the hardest of people we come across in our daily lives can also hear your testimony and be saved. This is why all of us here today are called to be missionaries. With God, all things are possible. In other words, when you come across someone, tell them your story. Listen to their story. And let them know the love of Jesus Christ that you have in your hearts and what He has done for you. Many will reject Him, but many will come before Him with their hearts open and accept His promise of salvation. Well, Paul was currently in a Roman prison for the past 2 years for spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. The reason for this letter to Philippi was to thank the church for their generous gift to him to help for their needs. Paul declined to help at first, as he thought they were just giving so that he would continue to witness Jesus. even though he was in prison. Being pastor of congregation care, sometimes there's illnesses in our church, there's accidents, maybe a young couple has a new baby, I'll give them a call, how can we help? No, you don't need to help us, we're okay, we don't want to bother anyone. I get that a lot, but it's good to be a part of the family of God where we can reach out and help others. Paul was also telling the church in this letter they need to reconcile with each other because some of the disagreements and arguments that were taking place within the church, within the teachings, within the neighborhoods. Well, thankfully, in this day and age, we do not have any conflict in our churches. Unfortunately, we do at times have disagreements, and sometimes even those disagreements can turn to bitterness or anger, and that's when we need to get some others, pray with each other, ask for forgiveness, seek forgiveness, just as Christ has forgiven us through the death of his Son upon the cross. I'm going to ask the video guy up there, I don't know if he has him or not, I had two pictures of two different prisons. I don't know. There's one. Okay, so this is a picture I chose that maybe could have been Paul's prison. Not a whole lot there. Not a lot of comfort things. What really struck me about this was the table sitting against the wall. And I could just picture Paul writing his letters to the different churches while he was chained probably to the floor. And do you have the other picture? Now today this is more of a modern day prison. You got a bed, pillow, looks like there's some blankets, maybe a little sink there, and a little more comfortable than what Paul had, what he experienced. You know, Paul being in prison could have had his reasons to be angry and bitter against God. After all, he was alone, he was in chains, dirty, not provided with his daily needs, such as clean clothes, good food, maybe a comfortable place to lay his head at night. Paul was severely flogged, he was beaten with rods, shipwrecked 3 times, left in the open sea for 3 days and nights, and he faced death again and again, and he gone without food, water, and sleep. I'm guessing most of us here today, certainly we have gone through our struggles, but I'm sure most of us here have not gone through struggles that maybe Paul had gone through. You know, these thoughts that Paul had could have come from the sin in his life. Sometimes we think about those in the Bible, well, they didn't have sin. They didn't, you know, they were content in everything, but they were just like us. And so sometimes when things in our life go wrong, we have a lack of trust and faith in Jesus. After all, Paul was doing the work of spreading the gospel of Jesus that he called him to do, and he's in prison, and how could that be done? Well, some of it was done through his letter writing. Some of it was done through his prayers. Some of it was just being done because he had a faithful God that was keeping him safe. But you know, this was not Paul's attitude at all. In fact, he had the total opposite outlook on life. Paul's heart was filled every day with rejoicing and joy because he was content in all his circumstances. I looked this up. Joy and rejoice, those two words are used 14 times in Philippians that he wrote. Well, how could Paul feel this way? Paul was able to bring his request before God by trusting in him and having a hope because he knew God was his sovereign Lord and his presence was with him, knowing that he would provide him with his care. No matter what Paul had or did not have, one thing no one could take from him was the nearness of Jesus, the promise of salvation, and that one day he would be at home with Jesus. Paul reminds us in verse 6, "In everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." Paul also wrote these words in 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 through 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. These are the words I pray for all of us that we'll be able to say at the end of our life on this earth. Paul writes in the letter to the Philippians also, by the way of being persecuted by the neighbors for their belief in God, that we should not be anxious, but in everything by prayer give thanks to God. In other words, do not worry. Matthew 6, 25 through 34 is another good text to read. Jesus taught the crowds about not to worry about what they will eat or drink or the clothes that they will wear. If we are content in all that we have, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be given to you. Paul writes in 1 Timothy 6:8, if we have food and clothing, we will be content. Can we honestly say that? If we just have food and clothing, can we be content? Well, I'm not sure any of us here today can fully understand how Paul, being in prison for the past 2 years, having so much of his freedom taken from him, can be so full of joy and be able to rejoice every day. The joy he expresses and what we express in the Lord comes from a deeper part within us that can last during the most difficult circumstances. We may be facing just knowing God's presence is with us, where happiness can last for the present moment that we are experiencing. But if we take a closer look at what we had, what he had in life, and the reason for being content in all circumstances, possibly we can understand a little bit better. Paul truly loved this Lord and Savior, as he mentioned so many times. Reading through his letters to the different churches he wrote to, I spoke about this early, but it's so important to know. Paul struggled so much. He was beaten and tortured, stoned, left for dead. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7. He was given a thorn in his flesh, which some believe was an illness, could have been a physical ailment. We really don't know, but it kept him from being arrogant, and it kept him humble and content. Point is that Paul was able to rejoice in all circumstances and to be content because Jesus was with him and lived within his heart. I cannot stress this enough, especially for my own life. No matter what Paul faced, even death, Paul continued on spreading the message of salvation to those who were lost and needed Jesus Christ as their Savior. Paul's focus was on God's provisions. Paul focused also on God to see how he would provide for him and gave thanks for being provided for in all circumstances. Above all, Paul focused on his eternal life with Christ in heaven. Philippians 1:21 says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Well, that's a little bit about Paul. So now I just want to spend a few minutes and talk about how does Paul's example relate to us in our daily living. Why is it that we continue so often to be, not to be content with the things that we have in life concerning materialistic things, our health, our lifestyle? Could it be our sinful nature? That we know more than God what is best for us? It almost appears the more we have, the more we want or need and deserve. Do you ever feel like I just have to have what my neighbor has or something better than them? Does this type of attitude become idols in our life? And if so, what must we do to change the way of thinking when we feel and want more than we should ask? Then we should ask God to remove those desires in our life and to be content in all circumstances. God is such a faithful God to his children. Learn to rely on God's promises and Christ's power to be content. How can we rely on his promises? Well, the first thing is to go to God. Go to God whatever time of the day it is, and he will be there waiting for you. He loves you. He's your heavenly Father. Let him know that you're struggling in a certain area of your life and that you want those thoughts of jealousy or I just have to have something else in my life that your neighbor or friend has. Remember, God will always provide for what we need for each day because he is our loving Father. We read in the Lord's Prayer, when we pray the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread. Do you know that means he gives us exactly what we need for this day and this day only? So often when we go to God in prayer, we bring our requests and needs. But how often, and I'm first one to raise my hand on this one, but how often do we bring what we are truly thankful for in our lives, such as health and family, finances, as we spoke about earlier? Do we really appreciate what we are thankful for from God? Or do we at times hope things in life would be better than what we have? Paul reminds us in verse 7 that when we pray with a thankful heart, God will provide each of us with this peace upon our hearts and our minds to remove the anxieties and worries that we carry with us daily. And he will give us exactly what we need individually. Once again, we bring these requests before God. We must put our trust and faith and to be able to leave them with him and allow him to provide. Do you personally have that peace knowing that God is near, provides for your every need? All of us can learn from Paul's letter that he was concerned for his daily needs and provisions. Paul developed joy and peace in all circumstances by following Christ's example and serving others. Paul put others first by providing them with what they really needed, and that was the message of Jesus Christ. So what can we do? What can we do to change our focus when it comes to being content in our circumstances with the peace God provides? Actively go to God with a trusting heart. Give him praise and thanks for all he has given and blessed your life with. Be a servant. Reach out to someone in need with a heart of kindness and generosity. Talk about the joy of having Christ as your personal Savior to someone that is searching to have a deeper commitment in his or her own life. Possibly there's someone here today, a member, a visitor. Maybe there's a co-worker tomorrow, a family member. You can tell them about the salvation he received through Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection. The forgiveness of your sins, as we will be reminded in a few minutes when we come before the Lord's table. Psalm 118, verse 24. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I have to admit, we all have days that we just don't feel like rejoicing. We don't feel like having joy. I personally can tell you that I had many days of darkness and being apart from God. It was when I was brought so low, I reached up to God and he provided me the help I needed through his love and strength in others that I still meet with from this church. And he continues to do so as I stand here today before you, knowing God continues to have a purpose for my life. And he fills my heart with joy because he is such a faithful God. And he loves me and he loves you. I'd like to just end on a personal note. Those that did know Carol, it was about one of her last hospital stays. I don't need my notes for this, but it was one of her last hospital stays that a couple nurses took me out in the hall and told me that, I don't know what it is about your wife, as sick as she is, but she prays for us. She witnesses to us. She prays for the work that we do on this cancer floor. You know, Carol was content, and she had joy in the circumstance that was facing her. 2 weeks before she passed away, and while she was able to talk yet, She kept giving me the verse from Philippians 4, verse 13. She says, Pete, you're going to need this verse because pretty soon I'm going home. And the verse is, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Congregation, I ask that you learn this verse. Take this verse with you when you're struggling, when you're going through a difficult time, when things are not going right in your life. Be assured. You don't have to be rejoicing because you just found out you have an illness or you just had an accident. But what you can rejoice, and you can be filled with God's joy deep down in your heart and your soul, and that will last. And God will always, always provide, and he will always be with you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this message. We thank you, Lord, that you provide for our needs. We thank you for those circumstances that we do face, that we can rest assured that they may not be what we want in our life at the time, but we can be assured that you are walking right alongside of us. And when it gets to be too bad, we know, Lord, that you will carry us through. Lord, thank you for this time. And now, Lord, we pray that as we come to the Lord's table to remember the death of your Son for the forgiveness of our sins, we just pray, Lord, that you'll open our hearts, give us a heart of peace, knowing that you love us. In Jesus' name, amen.